No. Let's see. We'll begin here with names for, what might you call a boy or a man with womanish ways?
He's effeminate.
Not necessarily homosexual, but just you'd call, you'd say.
Yeah, I'd say he was effeminate.
And you had no other
names. No.
All right, how about names for a male homosexual?
Queer, gay.
All right. How about a masculine female? Not necessarily.
Butch.
Okay. would that mean homosexual?
Not necessarily.
All right.
It could and it couldn't.
What about names for a female homosexual?
Lesbian.
Any other names for that?
Not besides gay, no.
Okay. And that gay could be used for either
one.
How about queer?
Yeah.
Use queer for a woman too?
Yeah.
All right. How about a sexually overactive male?
No, I don't know.
How about a sexually overactive female?
Nymphomaniac.
All right. Would that be what a whore, when you meant use whore before, you said a whore wouldn't necessarily?
Yeah, maybe.
All right. How about a sexually indiscreet female?
I don't know. No special name I can think of.
Maybe that would be a whore also.
Could be.
I'm trying to get your meaning of further. All right. A sexually indiscreet male.
No.
All right. An ugly boy or man?
An ugly man, I don't know.
Okay, how about an ugly girl or woman?
Dog.
Okay, now you see the reason for this. It's interesting because my female colleagues thought I was being chauvinistic because I wasn't asking these questions. You know, but it is interesting to ask the questions because you don't have a term dog for a man. Now maybe, and it doesn't really turn up very much in women's see. How about a very attractive boy or man? A good looking
handsome
boy or man. How about a very attractive girl or woman?
Beautiful.
How about a bookish person? Now there are two different kinds here. I want to distinguish a scholarly type really from intelligent or witty. Just any person.
Bookworm or...
Okay. How about a seeker of favor, praise, and attention?
I don't know. No official word.
Or how about a student or a person on the job who tries to curry favor through?
I know it was a type person you're saying. I just can't think of the name. Sure.
How about a brown nose?
No.
That isn't at all. Okay. How about at the school you went to? Did you name the schools you went to?
No.
You didn't tell her the schools. All right, tell me the names of the schools you went to.
Went to Shenandoah Elementary School, Gresham Junior High, Knoxville Central High School, and University of Tennessee.
Right. Okay. Now, what was the name of the elementary school?
Shenandoah.
And how many grades was that?
Well, at that time it was 8. But it shifted to 6 after my 8th grade year.
Right. When you finished 8th grade, then you went to the junior high
school. I went to junior high for 1 year. It was the first year of the junior high.
The junior high school now covers how many years?
3. 7, 8, 9.
7, 8, 9. All right, and the high school?
10, 11, 12.
Okay. Now, we talked about fences before. How about a fence made of, the kind of fence you see around a playground made of woven wire? You've seen it.
Just a fence, wire fence.
Okay. Now, the place where they play basketball is a...
Basketball court.
Yeah, but the building is...
Gymnasium, field house.
All right. Now, where the toilets are in the school, what do you call it?
Restroom.
Now, these are just nicknames for nationality groups, and religious groups, and racial groups, and don't be